This is the Seedbed Daily Text. On the charcoal fires of healing. John 21:12-17. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Consider this. A few related observations heading in the same direction for today. Number one, come and have breakfast. Did you catch the full weight of that? After fishing all night and catching nothing, Jesus puts them on the fish, and not just a little bit. Next, he builds a fire on the shoreline as the sun rises and starts cooking some fish and biscuits. And something tells me there was coffee. Then the second person of the Trinity says this, "Come and have breakfast." This is what God is like. Let that sink in. Number two, when they'd finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" John was careful to set the sunrise scene with this little detail from a day back. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. John 21:9. So what? He was also careful to set the scene of the darkest night with this little detail from the night of Jesus' arrest. Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. John 18:18. Three times Jesus asks Peter the question, calling him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Same question three times, one for each of Peter's three disavowals of even knowing him. This is penetrating restoration, deep healing of the breach, a total reset of the relationship. It's not about failure or guilt or shame or regret. It is 100% about love. Love absolves guilt. Love covers shame. Love buries regret. No matter what lives or lies in our past, Jesus only needs to know one thing from us. He asks, John David, do you love me? This is what God is like. Let that sink in. Number 3. Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Finally, Jesus had reached the wound. How do we know? Because Peter was hurt. Jesus picked the scab in order to apply the salve of grace. He rebroke the bone in order that it might be reset in the form of mercy. How desperately do we all need the gentle wounding of Jesus? We have been through so much in our lives. Many of us live almost constantly on the brink of tears, while so many others capped the well on them long ago. We have all been hurt, and yet we are in need of the wounding, healing wounds of Jesus, which would hurt us again for healing's sake. Too many times we allow our hurts to slowly calcify into the hardness of a broken heart. The hardened heart must become broken again in order to heal back into soft and pliable wholeness. I can't explain that sufficiently here. I only know it's true, and that I need more of it in my life. And I know you do too. This is what Jesus does. This is what God is like. Let that sink in. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is, as the hymn says, risen with healing in his wings. Thank you for the gift of his wounds, for by his wounds we are healed. Come, Holy Spirit, and open our minds and hearts to the healing we need, and give us the courage and the opportunity to receive it. Jesus, you know more than anyone else just how handicapped we are by our unhealed hurts. You know we love you, and yet we need this dialogue of healing with you to deepen like never before. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions, number 1, what is sinking in the most with you from today's text and reflection and prayers? Number 2, try telling Jesus you love him today, 3 times in a row. Try putting your name in the place of Peter's and rehearse the conversation with Jesus. And number 3, where might the edge of healing be in your life from past hurts? Where have you been hurt in past relationships where the lack of healing has become calcified and hardened? How might the hurt in present relationships be tended to in a truly mending and healing way rather than allowed to become hardened. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.